So if, yeah. if you spin this for radio, in radio the hook is the DVD, right? That's what they're calling for?
Right.
How do you, you know, for guys that aren't as good on the phone or whatever, you can't create a, you know, create something like a binder if they're calling in from the radio show. What do you...
No, but you're a New Yorker. What New Yorker isn't good on the telephone, for God's sakes?
I'm just saying, I didn't say anything, but the people I've called before, I've made appointments with all of them already, but...
Yeah.
I'm just saying
I don't doubt it.
In general.
Yeah, and then
you don't have anything... You know, they're asking you to send them the DVD, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just
saying... You know, and my response is always, you know, because they're calling for a couple things. It may be a complimentary consultation. Normally it's a DVD because that's the big hook there. You know, I'd be happy to drop it by when you'd like me to come by, right?
Yeah, right.
And you got appointments with them.
Yeah, all right. So you got to go around a little bit with the radio and just figure out how to get.
You got to go around a little bit because you figure the first appointment is. The first appointment is going to be, you know, give them the DVD or the link or whatever you want to do. And then it's going to be just like Mike does on the telephone, but you're going to do it on the appointment, is, you know, tell me a little about yourselves. Maybe there's something I can do to help you. You know, what's your situation? Because obviously they called for a reason.
Right.
And try to establish a relationship and then say, okay, well, you know, let's meet again. Next time we meet, we'll kind of go over your profile a little bit, or if they gave you some idea to fix, let me put together a binder for you. I like the binder. Let me put together a binder for you that has all the information you're looking for. As soon as it's done, I'll call you, and we'll come by again. I'll go over your personalized binder, and we'll see where we go from there. Because that gives you a reason for another appointment. I mean, the reason for the first appointment is to give them the DVD. Reason for the second appointment is because you're going to put together some kind of binder to answer whatever question they might have.
Right.
It doesn't have to be complicated.
What would you say on the first call? They say, well, just mail me the DVD.
If they said that, I said I'd be happy to, but let's do it this way, because I'm going to be in your area. Why don't I just drop it off?
Okay.
And if they say, no, just mail it to me, okay, well, let me do this. I could mail it to you, but it's going to take, you know, 3 or 4 days to get there. Why don't I email you the link, and you can just go on your computer, and you can have it in the next 5 minutes.
Okay, and then I'll just follow up with you.
Yep, follow up. But now you've set appointments with all the people that called in, right?
Yeah, I've been on the phone forever. I'm used to making appointments with people, but I'm just saying, I just started calling today. It's my first day on the radio with the leads that I got. So I'm not, you know, I mean, it's new to me with the radio because I've never done radio before. So I'm just curious, you know, it's like the guy you had, what's his name, Michael?
Yes.
Who had success with the binder, you know, like he can create the binder. But with the radio, it's a little different because they're calling in, you can't, you know, I just want to get that appointment. I was just curious if you had anything.
Let me deliver the DVD because remember, you're a star. You can not even tease them and say, hey, you know what? When I drop it by, I'll even autograph it for you. have some fun with it, because why not?
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Now, these people you called, we'll talk about radio for a minute. Thank you very much, Michael, for the advisor role information, too.
You're welcome.
Now, on the radio leads, you called them, and you know, the people you were able to contact, you got appointments with. And it was not that hard, was it?
Not really that hard, no.
No, because I don't know if you can tell on the phone. You probably can, because I listen to some of your leads, you know, because I can play them back too.
Good.
And, you know, these are New Yorkers. you definitely tell. These are New Yorkers calling back.
What do you mean? You mean eating bag of donuts, you mean?
Yeah. No, you can just tell by the way they just responded to the voice. What's your name? My name's Sal Abraham. You know, just bang right out there, whatever it is. But when you called them, were they a little surprised that the actual, you know, star was calling?
They actually
them?
Were. They actually, a few of them said, I didn't expect to get a call from you.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised. I mean, today's the first day I've been on the phone with these radio leads, so I mean, it's kind of a little winging it a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
But, I was a little surprised.
Because you're the celebrity,
and there was a mix of people. Everybody had a different personality.
One guy was 2 years old, another guy was 68, you know. I mean, they were, like, all over the place. I mean, you know, all different needs and different things that they were looking for and stuff like that.
Sure, nature of the beast. But you got them. You had some celebrity status.
Yeah.
Which comes from being on the radio, which is kind of fun. And you got the appointments. Now it's just a matter of just doing what you do best.
Yeah, I don't know how many people are on this call, but we tried about four or five local stations with very poor results, and now we're trying other stations, and we've had, it looks like it could be unbelievable results. Just from
In fact, I mentioned that at the beginning of the call that, two stations we tried, or four stations rather, we got maybe one call, and they didn't leave any information.
It was really zero, but
it was like a zero, which is fine. You know, that's called testing. And then I think after a week or maybe 2 weeks, got on this Christian radio show at a pretty good time. So I think it's 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it was the second week, and we got like 6 leads so far, but it was only run one time. So,
yeah, and then next week you're running that plus a new station.
Yeah, which is supposed to be better than this station.
Yeah, and so I could imagine if it's just as good as that station, you know, you get another 5 or 6 leads, so now you got 12.
In one weekend.
And,
you
got to call them, of course, but, you know, it just happened by itself. If that continues, you know, there's 30 or 40 new leads a month. If you set appointments with, you know, let's not say all of them, but let's say you set appointments with two-thirds of them, you know, there's another 15, 20 appointments.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Nothing bad can come from that, right?
No, it's just crazy.
No. So that's working well, too. Every air is a little bit different. We have to test. Sometimes you get lucky right off the bat. Sometimes, like Eric, he knew. I talked to him. Said, hey, guess what? You know, you got no leads. Yeah, I know. They didn't
run
the radio show. I listened to it. They didn't run my show because I guess he got bumped for some reason. But,
yeah,
you know, we both understood that it takes a little time, takes some testing at different stations, and we kind of zeroed in pretty quickly, actually. You know, after 2 weeks, zeroed in on another station, and then another one opened up that, I mean, these radio buyers, you know, especially in New York because he's a New Yorker, you know, he knows all these stations. He knows all the stations around the United States. So they just hammer these people for deals. So we're pretty excited about that. I'm sure you are, too.
Yeah, I've never done it before, and I've had success with seminars, but I've never done radio, so, you know, I appreciate it. It's good, and, I just take it one step at a time. And
yeah, plus, you know, it's certainly an index annuity because that's what we're talking about.
Yep.
Right.
So that'll help with that part of your business, too.
That's the other thing.
Thanks, Eric.
It's going to be interesting to see how zeroed in they are after they listen to the DVD.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they'll be zeroed right in. If it's of interest to them, they're going to go right in. You'll see. It'll be easy.